From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is holding talks Wednesday with Indian officials following a meeting in Islamabad with Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi. Amid growing concerns, Pakistan isn't doing enough to end the harboring and support of terrorists. Tillerson publicly sought to emphasize the positive in the bilateral relationship.
Pakistan's important, as you know, regionally to the U.S. Security relationships. It's so important regionally to our joint goals of providing peace and security for the region and providing opportunity for greater economic relationships.
Mr. Abbasi insists Pakistan is committed to the war against terror, adding it has produced results. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani said Pakistan, which views India as its greatest threat, supports insurgencies that it views as countering New Delhi's actions in Kashmir and Afghanistan.
America is not much concerned about what happens in Kashmir as long as it doesn't lead to a nuclear war between the two countries. But with American troops and interests in Afghanistan, this is of great concern.
Tillerson reportedly called on Islamabad to increase efforts to eradicate militants and terrorists operating within the country as a way to facilitate stability and peace in the region. In Kenya, the country's Supreme Court prepared to hear a petition to delay Thursday's rerun presidential election. On Wednesday, meanwhile, more sounds of political protest. Thousands of opposition supporters marched in Kisumu to election board offices Tuesday ahead of the Thursday vote. Opposition leader Raila Odinga boycotting the vote, charging the election officials are incapable of ensuring a free and fair ballot. Late Tuesday, the bodyguard of a deputy chief justice was shot and wounded. Judges have been under threat since nullifying the August 8 vote. This is VOA News. Russia used its veto power in the UN Security Council Tuesday to block a resolution that would extend the mandate of investigators probing chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Michelle Sisond is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
The United States deeply regrets that one member of this council vetoed this text, putting political considerations over the misery of Syrian civilians who have suffered and died from the use of chemical weapons.
The UN team expected to make public a report Thursday that could identify who was responsible for a deadly April 4 attack in the rebel-controlled town of Khan Sheikhoun in southern Idlib province. Russia, which backed Syria in the conflict, has suggested the attack was the result of a ground-based bomb, not an air raid. The Russian ambassador sought to postpone Tuesday's vote until the report's release, calling the vote an effort to embarrass Moscow. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Tuesday announced creation of a $500 billion plan to build a business and industrial zone to be powered exclusively by renewable energy and covering more than 26,000 square kilometers. The prince also pledged a more moderate and open Saudi society. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said that reflects two changing realities.
One, the fall in oil prices or the moderation in their increase has tended to create a situation where economic balance and maintenance of what you may call a rentier state has become more and more difficult, number one. Number two, which is even more important, is that over time there has been a major demographic change.
He said Saudi society is becoming radically younger and more exposed to outside influence. It follows last month's announcement that women will be allowed to begin driving by themselves next June. China's Communist Party revealed Wednesday its new decision-making Politburo Standing Committee after handing President Xi Jinping another five-year term as General Secretary. Aside from Mr. Xi, Premier Li Keqiang is the only other name to retain his post. The other five were replaced, including CLI and anti-corruption chief Wang Qishan. The late German-born physicist Albert Einstein's theory on happy living, handed to a hotel bellboy in Tokyo on his way to collect a Nobel Physics Award in 1922, fetched $1.3 million at a Jerusalem auction Tuesday. Gail Wieners, CEO of Wieners Auctions and Exhibitions.
Einstein is a worldwide personality. It's somebody that interests not just scientists. Basically, there is no kid in the world, I guess, that doesn't know who's Albert Einstein.
Einstein, who discovered the theory of relativity, simply wrote, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success, combined with constant restlessness." The 15-nation West African bloc ECOWAS said it failed to reach agreement on creating a regional common currency by 2020, an idea discussed for decades, aimed at replacing the CFA franc. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said the effort lacked the necessary economic fundamentals. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you on a trip around Africa on disc. We're going across Africa and I'm going to take your minds way, way, way back. And I just want you to enjoy this moment. Oh, make do with this moment and put on your dancing shoes. If you want to rock, you rock. Let's start off today from the Congo. Nakomi Tunanka. You remember this one? It's all-time favorite, Orquest Veve. And I'll be bringing you more of this, but right after that, Masemni, the sound of George Dako from Ghana, and Misuwa by Monique Seika. But right now, Nakomi Tunanka by Orquest Veve from the Congo.
Boso mwindo e utande wapio Boso mwindo e utande wapio Koko na biso ya kala yena niye Yesu mwana nzambe yende mondele Ata muna eva bangonde mindele Pasatu nyoso bangope mindele Pona ninyo
Ae Nakomitunaka, nakomitunaka,
zambeo, nakomitunaka, zambeo, nakomitunaka, babu kwanza mbe tomona kaboye, basantu nyoso foto semindele, banjelu nyoso bango semindele. So kisa bulu foto moto mwindo oh injustice e utawa pio a mama
ae nakomitunaka ae nakomitunaka
Banoko bakanga biso maele boye Bike kwa bakoko bango baboyaka Kisa bakoko bango bani makate Kasina ndoko nzambe biso tomonaka Toko sambela chapele na maboko Toko sambela bike ko bito ninako Asibike koyango semindele Bona nini nzambe
Ae nakomitunaka Ae nakomitunaka
Nzambe o nakomitunaka o Baprofete mindele bisoto ndimaka Kasi abato mwindo bango bandimaka te Bona nini nzambe o sala biso boye Africa, miso e fungwani. Africa, tozonga simate. A mama.
Ae, nakomitunaka. Ae, nakomitunaka.
biso ya kala yende na nye Yesu mwana nzambe yende mondele Ata muna eva bangone mindele Basantu nyoso bangope mindele Pona nini nzambe
Ae, na komitu naka Ae, na komitu naka
Nzambe o, na komitu naka o Ba profete mindele biso toni maka Kasabato mwino bango bandi makate Pona nini nzambe o sala biso boye Koko na biso bato mwino azali wapio Afrika o miso efungwani Afrika tozonga simate A mama
Ae na komitu naka
Siwa, beautiful bit there by Monique Sekan. Right before that, George Dako in Masemni and Nakomi Tunanka, Okest Veve. All these are wonderful tunes that I know you enjoy out there, and so I'm going to bring them to you. More coming. Don't go away. I'm David Vandy, and this is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Just be with me on the street because we're going around the continent and we bring you some beautiful music. But let me just take this email, which is coming from a listener in Taraba State, Nigeria. And this listener writes, "Hello, David. I listen to the music you play. Oh, David, it is so interesting and it keeps me going. Abdurrahman Daibon of Taraba State, Nigeria." Thank you very much, Abdurrahman. Give peace a chance. The sound of Sonny Okosun coming to you right now. And after that, Jarabim by Barbara Kanam and Makambo Mibale, Le Bantu de la Capitale. Beautiful music coming to you. But right now, give peace a chance. Sonny Okosun from Nigeria.
Wherever you are. Whatever you say, whoever you are, African leaders, how do you do? African chiefs, I'm selling to you. Losing the chains that are biting your hands. This is the time for us to farm the land, settle the grudges that are causing destructions. For this is the time to make a solid construction. In your home, give peace a chance. On your ways, give peace a chance. Whatever you do,
allow peace to reign.
Wherever you are,
allow peace to reign.
Whatever you say,
allow peace to reign.
Whoever you are,
allow peace to reign. Children from greed and hate, for they will be everywhere in your name. If they are bad, then you will be blamed. If they are good, glory will be to your name. In your home, give peace a chance. On your ways, give peace a chance. Whatever you teach, allow peace to reign.
Whatever you learn,
allow peace to reign.
Whatever we see,
allow peace to reign.
However you dance,
allow peace to reign.
African people, how do you do? African children, I'm saluting you. We all should try to live together.
So that means we are brothers and sisters. In your home, give peace a chance. On your ways, give peace a chance. Whatever you do,
allow peace to reign.
Wherever you are,
allow peace to reign.
Whatever you say,
allow peace to reign.
Whoever you are,
allow peace to reign.
Whatever you teach,
allow peace to reign.
Whatever we learn,
allow peace to reign.
However we sing,
allow peace to reign.
However you dance,
allow peace to reign.
Whoever you are,
allow peace to reign.
Wherever you are,
allow peace to reign.
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Makambo mibale bomi mokili mobimba. Liboso ne likambo ya falanga, ya mibale likambo ya basi, baninga boti ya matoye. Soki bana mibali balingani lokola bakufa, elenge ya mwasi ya kokinde kokabola bango soki ya koti na kati ya bango. Na likambo ya falanga, nakanisi bino moko boyebi malamu baninga bokeba o. Na yebi te o, soki boko dute na maloba mangai, nakanisi pete o. Soki bana mibali balingani lokola bakufa, elenge ya mwasi ya kokinde kokabola bango soki ya koti na kati ya bango. Na likambo ya falanga, nakanisi bino moko boyebi malamu baninga bokeba o. Na yebi te o, soki boko dute na maloba mangai, nakanisi pete o. Kabola bango soki ya koti na kati ya bango. Na likambo ya faranga, nakanisi bino moko boyebi malamu baninga kokeba o. Na yebite o, soki boko dute na maloba mangai, nakanisi pete o. Na makambo oyo koti ya temete baninga bangai oye. Kene pai ya bazuzi makambo bako samba kamo susu yango oyu. Likambo toko wela kalikambo ya mbongo na basi ebo mamboka o. Baninga mibali ho toke baka la vie ton komba oye. Na makambo oyo ho koti ya temete baninga bagai oye. Kene pai ya bazuzi makambo bako samba kamo susu yango oyu. Likambo toko wela kalikambo ya mbongo na basi ebo mamboka o. Baninga mibali ho toke baka la vie ton komba oye.
Makambomi Bale. I know you're rocking out there. You're having a good time. James Botte of the Voice of America, Daybreak Africa. You love this kind of tunes, and that is why I'm going to bring it to you. And right before that was Jarabin by Barbara Canham, and at the top was Give Peace a Chance by Sonny Okosun. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be back with more music, so just relax and don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound, Africa is my home.
The African Beat on The Voice of America. You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear The Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Also, join us on The African Beat from our Facebook page. You can send us messages. You can also click on our link and listen to the show of the day. This is The African Beat on The Voice of America. And now, let me take you again to another beautiful old-time favorite. This is Aminata by Aisha Kone and Baya Baya by Okes Kiam. Wow, this one is going to blow your mind away. Isaac Masakoi, where are you in Sierra Leone today? This one is for you. But let's take Aminata now. And if you call Aminata, you are out there. I dedicate this one to you.
Aminata, where he can.
Aminata, oh, furuka gale dekola. Aminata,
Hello, my name is Betty Miner from Kenya. You're listening to The African Beat with David Bunde on The Voice of America.
Baya, the sound of Orkest Kiam, and at the top was Aisha Kone in Aminata. The African beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And I'm David Vandy, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Yona Yona is our next song. This is old track, old beat from Sierra Leone's Afro National. And we will close today with Onkomboti, the sound of Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Let's take Yone Yone right now, Afro National from Sierra Leone.
Kotora sukan dunia, 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 dunia. Kere, olupsa sube kakaboma gegege. Oya mone, sabe sachik. Sudebo korika dunia. Kurukono mebasabe kotura suka dunia. Koimba ma fuma lo mayone yone yon kanunia.
kwaimba mafuma la mayonde yonde kanunia
Onkomboti, Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa, and to all my listeners out there in South Africa, hope you're having a good time. And Yone Yone at the top by Afro National of Sierra Leone. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Join me again tomorrow for another edition. But till then, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.